Welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I am your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and this is episode 13, A Way Forward, History and Communication. Today's January 12th, 2021, and I want to continue talking about the transmission I received on January 8th regarding the political chaos and the attempted coup in the United States Capitol on January 6th. I didn't deliver all the information I got in that transmission because it was a lot and it was difficult to hear, so I divided it up. I will also be sharing information I received in a transmission yesterday on January 11th. So let's jump right in. One of the things my guides said on the 8th was that people are trying to tear up the Constitution and that this is both figurative and literal. There are people who will be trying to break into the building where the Constitution is held in order to steal it and or destroy it. And there are also people who are trying to tear up what it means to end this democratic experiment by removing the sanctity of the founding documents. And the question my guides say is this: how many Americans will fight for these foundational documents? How many Americans will fight for these foundational structures? How many Americans want to let go of these foundational structures? The choices are these: to admit and allow and acknowledge the true and sordid past of this country, the true and sordid history of the United States, or to react to the revelations about our white supremacist past by pushing that story back down. The guides say we can choose to push down the destruction of all that was sacred in order to suppress the sordid, because either we address the destruction of our foundational texts and mores, or we fail to respond to that destruction because we cannot bear to confront the sordid. We can go either way, they say. My guides warn us also that the plots continue regardless of what we do or how we react to what happened on January 6th. The Russian plots, the Israeli plots, the various plots are continuing. They explain that there are other interested parties outside of the United States who would like to see the United States fail. There are other interested parties who would like to assist this president with a successful coup. There are other countries who would like to assist the white supremacist takeover of this country. But also, there are other countries who may want to step in. There are other countries who may want to assist us. Other countries that might want to help us. And my guides say we will require assistance. We will need saving in the same way that we've had to save other countries. The problem, say my guides, is ignorance. The media, or lack thereof, is the problem. The lack of information, the lack of distribution of news is the problem. Also, the isolation, the countless Americans isolated in their homes, in their homelands, in their home states, without access to information, is the problem. The lack of national uncensored news is the problem. The lack of history and knowledge of history is the problem. And it's not just Trump, they say. He's only the mouthpiece of a movement supported by many powerful people who have vested interests in the demise of this republic as it is currently constructed. I asked them what else we need to know, and they said the chaos will destroy itself if it doesn't have anyone to fight. The rioters, the protesters, the insurrectionists, the coup makers will fight themselves if they have no one else to fight. So they showed me a picture of all of them storming the White House and then being belched out by the White House because there's nobody fighting them. They might destroy the White House, they might damage it, but there's no counter-protest. There's no group of people on the other side. There's no civil war because there's no other side. There are rather the quiet millions sitting at home with mouths agape in shock and horror. And then there are the rebels, the crazed insurrectionists seeking the overthrow. So there will be a standoff, an occupation, a surrounding of the occupied, occupiers, and a removing of the occupiers. And this will result in a revelation. A revelation about the need for this country to make a giant course correction, to change our trajectory. And the only way to change our trajectory is through mass education and mass media. Free and fair mass media that is not controlled by corporations. Knowledge needs to be provided freely to all Americans without filter, they say. This event was our turning point. This is what it took. This is what it takes for us to change. It's a difficult way of growing. And there will be sacrifices. There have been sacrifices. And there will be more sacrifices. There will be more people sacrificed, more people killed. As part of the sacrifice to move us forward, lambs to the slaughter in order for change to happen. They said that mobster-type violence will continue to occur even after the inauguration. And so I asked, well, what can we do? What can the American people do? And they said, pray, go into ceremony, and continue to unpack the history, continue to undo the lies, each one teach one, admit the history of the U.S., share the history, tell the history of the U.S., commit to the truth, commit to telling the truth about who we are as a country, no matter how difficult that truth is. White supremacy, they explained, must become a part of the national curriculum. We as a country must begin to discuss this problem. It cannot be hidden anymore, hushed or relegated to a fringe population. But instead, we all must discuss it and study it, bring it to the light of day, show it for what it is, review it, reveal, reveal, review, redux, everything and everyone and everything related to this history must be revealed and brought to the light of day. They said, don't pretend the rats aren't there. Talk about the rats. So you can solve the problem of the rats in the basement of the Americans. When I asked them about the pandemic and how we should deal with that, which is something I ask every time, they said it's related. It's all part of the same unveiling, the same revealing. Which is why, as they mentioned last time, the celebrities are going to start dying and the politicians, the famous people. It's going to help us shift. They explain that reflection and revelation are the themes of this decade. Revelation and reflection. Much will come to the surface. Much will be revealed. And we will be called upon to reflect. On January 11th, I received some additional guidance, this time from the insects. And you know, sometimes I work with animal spirits, and this is who came through on the 11th. The spirits of the insects or the ants. And they came to teach us something. They said, you know, you need to look at the insects. You need to look at the ants. They said, we're a good model. We're a good role model for how to live. We know how to collaborate and cooperate and work together. And we're capable of building huge structures and networks. And we don't allow our size to get in the way of our achieving our dreams. We're able to build structures much bigger than we are and to carry loads much heavier than we are. And there are all types of predators and all types of things falling on us and crushing us all the time. It doesn't affect us. When we start a project, we finish a project. It doesn't matter how many people die. It doesn't matter how many boulders we have to go around. It doesn't matter how difficult it is to haul the wood. We finish the project, and the reason we're so good at this is because we're really good communicators. We're really good at collaborating, cooperating, because we're really good communicators. We know how to communicate at great distances. We know how to have a network of communication such that several people all working together can communicate a message down the line. The ant at the front communicates a message that goes all the way back to the ant at the back of the line, hundreds of ants back. If humans try to do that, the message gets garbled, like that telephone game. This is the key to our success, they say. You could learn from us, as a planet, as humans. They say, as a planet, you don't have a structure. There isn't a communication network that's reliable and provides for the safe passage of authentic messaging. And this is why the planet hasn't been able to come together and cooperate and collaborate and fulfill its dreams. There was a time in the past of this planet, when that was the case, when networks of communication did exist that linked up all the people on the planet. And during those times, there was peace, and people were able to pursue their dreams. It's possible for the humans to return to a time like that, if they are willing to dedicate all of their time, energy, and resources to building this planet-wide communications network. So as they were talking, you know, the internet came to my mind, and I asked, well, what about the internet? And they said, yeah, the internet is a failed attempt to create a worldwide communications network. It's a network, yes, but it's full of distortion. The messages do not travel freely, and they do not travel without becoming distorted. But if that could be cleared up, if that internet system could be cleared up, cleaned up, if messages were pure, true, and authentic, and actually arrived at their destination with the same amount of integrity as they had when they were placed at the beginning, then it could provide the basis for the communication network that the Earth needs. More than likely, though, what's going to happen is that an alternative network will have to be established. The light workers are setting up their own network. They're working telepathically, working with energy and mind-to-mind communication. And we could go in either direction as a planet, the guide said. We could go in the direction of improving the technology and bringing ethics into the technology so that there is a true authenticity in the internet. Or we could go in the direction of building up the psychic light worker network where information goes mind to mind. The nice thing about the mind to mind communication is that there's no room for distortion. There's no room for lying. A thought is a thought. And with the ability to perceive a thought, one is able to perceive the true thought. But these are two different models, and humans could use either model. The important thing is that humans need to come up with something. Humans need a planetary communications network. And we could start with a national network. They said even the countries don't have reliable national communication networks. And so if each of the countries would work on developing a national communication network, and then all of the national community communications networks were to link up, then we would have a planetary network. So in both of these transmissions, there was a theme that the way forward is all about looking back at our history and learning from our history, allowing things to be revealed that were hidden, forcing ourselves to reflect on that which has been revealed, and then working hard to build up better communication networks and better media, better education and better ways for people to become informed. That's all for today's episode. I'd like to invite you to support this podcast by subscribing to my Patreon account. It's called Metatron's Academy on Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can become a monthly subscriber to keep this going. And I'd also like to encourage you to like the podcast and comment. If there's something in particular you'd like me to discuss, please post your question as a comment underneath the podcast. I'm probably going to record some episodes about medical intuition, the original intent of this podcast. But I've been so caught up with the pandemic and the political chaos, and my guides have wanted me to discuss these things. And so we've spent quite a bit of time on these urgent, pressing matters. But if you want to hear more about medical intuition, just drop a comment and let me know. And I will try to make sure that everybody gets the information they want and need. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and this is Journal of a Medical Intuitive. Thank you.